you know, especially the C++ team, right? I mean, we're the people that when you bring up a new platform, you need an operating system. But even before you need an operating system, you need a compiler for it, because you need the compiler to build the operating system. So we're the folks who get down there right, you know, to the metal, probably more so than, you know, most developers do. And, you know, so in some sense, you know, we have a very thorough understanding of how memory management works and all the other nuances of hardware. And because we also have that thorough understanding of how it works, we understand all the missed places for optimization when you aren't explicitly doing memory management by hand. So, you know, it's the type of thing that, you know, I think the developers, you know, on the C++ team, especially the back-end team, didn't gravitate towards as fast as some of the other teams. But with that said, you know, it's also this team that, you know, writes the JIT for the CLR. And so there's, you know, I think a lot of understanding that comes together when you're building, you know, a back-end and a jitter for the runtime, where you begin to see the benefits of having garbage collection. And also, we're also the team that ends up getting a lot of the reports when people are having problems with memory management. Oftentimes, you know, comes back to the compiler team. And so being able to provide a garbage collected system to these people, of course, means that, you know, we see the customer's perspective, that they're having a better development process. So, you know, I think in some sense, because we're so close to the metal, you know, we have this feeling, you know, why can't everybody, you know, have this level of understanding? But also with that said, we're also able to grok very quickly the importance of it, and also now build the compiler infrastructure that allows people to write code so that they don't have to think about those types of things.
Fantastic. And
still have the power of C++. And that's one of the things that with C++ we're doing is, you know, there is this great, you know, garbage collected world that exists. But with C++, we still give you access to the unmanaged heap, right? So, I mean, if you need the ability to, you know, to deal directly with memory, you can do that with C++. So, you know, we're very, you know, excited about that.
Now, and the other thing is that when you're writing your code, in line, you can do some managed code and then unmanaged code, correct?
Right. So what you can do, it's actually on a function-by-function basis. So you could have in a single CPP file, you know, have managed code. Then what you can say is, you know, pound pragma unmanaged this function. And then in that one particular function, for example, let's say this is a function where you do all your physics calculations and you just need that, you know, to be blindingly fast, and you need, you know, the full power and optimization of the compiler on native code. You just have that one little function right there, native, and it works perfectly. So that's
a huge advantage over the other languages, right?
Right.
You can't do that with VB or C#, right?
So this actually changes how you will interop with COM.
Right. So
you don't have to write these weird sort of interop wrappers. You can just directly inside your method call into unmanaged Win32.
Right.
What you need to do.
And in fact, that's one of the big advantages that we have with C++. And actually, this has been a big advantage that we've had with even the current release of Visual Studio 2003. And, you know, to be perfectly honest, this has been something that we've just done a terrible job messaging to customers. You know, I spent this past week at TechEd 2004. And one of the greatest experiences we had is, you know, a lot of customers come there, and they actually have their code on their laptop. And we'll ask them, have you guys, you know, tried compiling, you know, /CLR? And you'll be able to start immediately using your current code base and start leveraging the .NET framework. So you can start using, like, you know, the XML classes that we have in .NET, for example, with your code. And a lot of customers, you know, simply just didn't even know about it. And what we actually did, which was quite fun, was we just had them open up their laptops. You know, they had Visual Studio 2003. We threw the /CLR switch right there on the spot. And, you know, occasionally, you know, little bugs or issues came up and, you know, maybe an exception was thrown and we worked through it. But it was actually kind of fun. You know, we got, you know, actually real world applications running as .NET applications right there on the spot.
By simply just compiling them with the /CLR switch.
Right, the /CLR switch. And what that actually does, it generates MSIL code for all your code. Now, the data is not going to be garbage collected. It's going to be on the native heap still, which is, again, part of the power of C++, is that you could have MSIL code and the data can either be garbage collected or not garbage collected in the same program. So you can kind of choose, you know, I want some of my data here, some of my data there. You can make this decision. But the great part now is that they have their code compiled /CLR, and if they want to now, for example, use, you know, again, like, you know, an XML class from the .NET framework or the managed DirectX, you know, libraries, they can go ahead and just put that directly into their code now. They're already compiling /CLR. They can leverage that. It kind of gives you the best of both worlds.